Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 435 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers Wild Force, episode 17, Power Play.
It aired June 1st, 2002, written by Jill Donnellan and directed by Koichi Sakamoto. The Each is back, baby.
Baby.
He, this is the same team that did the one that went up today, I think. 431? Was that one up tonight? I think that's the one that went up today.
431 is, yes, the same team.
Same team.
Revenge that one, of Zen, Aku.
That one was all right from what I remember, so hopefully this one will also be all right. Who knows? If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Wild Force is very interesting. To say the least, there's a lot of interesting moving parts going on, and I like that about it. I'd really like another Taylor episode, like just Taylor. That would be pretty cool for me if they could do that, but, you know.
Nah, they can't do that.
They've got a sixth ranger now, so they're not going to worry about the girls anymore.
Welcome to the Just Merrick show.
Well, hopefully not. We'll find out right now, because we're going to go watch Power Play.
Wild Time! And we're back. And we just watched Power Play. There was a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
And
offsides?
The orgs were outnumbered. Because a power play in hockey is when you get a penalty, someone's in the penalty box, and so you're down a man for like 2 minutes of game time.
And so if you're down, do you do the power play? Because you're like, we got to amp this play up.
No, like if it's the Bruins versus the Penguins, and the Bruins have a power play, that means they have more men.
Okay.
On the ice, I think.
They got more bears on the ice than the Penguins do.
This has been me talking about a sport I know nothing about.
Well, regardless, I almost just did the if you're new here. HeyJakeAndJosh.com, that's our website. That's where the archives are. You can go listen to old episodes there. You can also go listen to old episodes on a podcatcher of your choice, probably. You can also find our old episodes on the Morphin Grid Classic feeds, available in a podcatcher of your choice, probably. Have you submitted them anywhere else but iTunes yet?
Nope.
No, well.
But most podcatchers, I think, just hijack iTunes.
Populate from there. I know it's like Stitcher doesn't, and I know Google Play doesn't, but it's a Russian roulette if you're going to get a whole episode on Google Play anyway.
I'm not going to bother with Google Play.
Sorry, y'all. Go get a better podcatcher. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Paula Red Podcast. We're on Google Play, despite their best efforts to keep us off. We are on Google Play and Stitcher and Podknife and Podbay, all your faves, where you can go leave us a rating and review. I don't have a joke name because I forgot to think of one. So I don't have we're no joke podcast today.
That's right. This is a very serious discussion about this dumb episode of Power Rangers Wild Force.
I would categorize it as stupid, but not bad.
I don't know if I would say it's good.
I don't know. I'm not going to go that far.
But we'll talk. We'll come to a consensus in about an hour.
We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return. You got your tattooed teenage alien fighters from Beverly Hills bonus episodes. You got a new gas cast, which was going to be a Hey Jake and... See, here was my plan. It was just going to go up on Patreon, and in the beginning, I was going to be like, hey, everyone be cool. This is secretly a gas cast. And then when we figure out that it's a gas cast during it, you'd be like, oh, okay, it's a gas cast. Now I'm just going to label it as GasCast because we can't figure out how to get to the old GasCast feed.
No, I dug my old computer out of my closet yesterday. Now,
it wasn't in there either?
I don't have... Okay, so I have the part of the power cord...
Laptop empty.
That plugs into the wall.
Uh-huh.
But I don't have the half of it that goes into the computer. I don't know where that is, so I cannot get onto my old laptop.
Can you not? Can you not like use your new laptop? Like,
no, it's a different. The power plug that goes into the computer is different.
It's the like connector is different because I know with mine, I actually haven't. I don't think I've replaced it. I don't know if you can switch it out or not. Also, my my current laptop is about 7 years older than my newer than my old one. I mean, it's brand new, but it's 2015, so I don't know. Anyway, there's a new episode of GasCast. For all you GasCast faithfuls, you can go listen to us talk about the radical XFL lore of XFL 2020.
If anybody is so into GasCast that we mentioned offhand what the actual email address we used to log into it was, and you know what it is, please let us know. Because it's not GasCast or GasCast Show or GasCast Pod.
It's so. Not. What about Gas Podcast? We would never do that. That sounds extremely stupid even for us.
PodGasCast.
Pod.
And it's also not littleidiots.gascast@gmail. I tried that too.
Okay. Yeah. We didn't know what we were doing for any of this. I guess it on a podcast. By the time this airs, it'll probably be out. But Janine is my favorite Pokemon. And Janine said something to Locke about, like, preparing for a podcast. And I was just like, I don't know her. I've never done that in my life. But anyway, if you want to go on to Patreon and help chip in. And if a bunch of people do that and we get a lot of money and I can quit my job and Josh can cease the hunt.
I can stop worrying about my bills.
Then, please. Yeah. For Josh, it's...
For me? Your friend?
For your friend? Anything. But also, if we do that, then we'll bring GasCast back, because, like, what the hell else will we have going on?
We'll start a new feed. We have all the old episodes, so we can just start a new GasCast feed from scratch. Tonight.
Yeah. Start it over. GasCast 2. Gas harder.
2 gas, 2 cast.
2 gas, 2 cast. Anyway, it's a Monday episode. Y'all just want to jump in?
I do. I don't know about everybody else.
Everybody else? Everybody cool that's just jumping in? Yeah? Okay, everybody says yes. We start off in a flashback of Merrick giving Shayla her ugly bat necklace, which someone in Discord, I don't know if it was Brendan, I'm not sure who it was. Somebody posted a picture of the Shayla equivalent in the Discord, which if you are a $5 patron or above, you can get onto our Discord. You gotta hunt for it, but the hunt is not as long as it used to be. I think it's tagged Patreon only, so you should be able to find it pretty easy. Who was it? It was Brendan. Her big bat necklace is like the bat part, but instead of like chains connecting like the necklace part, it's like a big band, like a collar almost. Oh, okay. Like it goes like around her shoulders, like she's a valedictorian from Bat University. It's very weird.
That's a Zord, right? That's gotta be.
I feel like it's if it's not a Zord, it's a key to a Zord or something. So he gives her that, and he's like, you have to go up into the sky to protect the Animarium, which currently is just a parcel of land in ancient times. It's like the Valley of the Zords. It's not the Animarium yet. She's like, no, something, come with me. And he's like, my mission is to stay here and finish the fight. I'm Master Chief, and I gotta finish the fight.
Yes, it is his destiny.
His destiny. I forgot he said that. And then Alyssa.
I don't know if it's because he lays her down for nap.
Yeah, go Betty Bye.
And I'm not sure if it's at this point or if it's later on where he says like, "We have different destinies."
I think it was right before this.
Yeah,
he's like, "Our destinies are different."
Shut up about destinies.
and so he like lays her down and she like grabs his hand and he like pulls away from her. And it's a very like for him, it's like a like, no, I have to leave. But for her, it's like a very limp, like stay, like her arms just out like a little like a lazy Frankenstein. and then,
don't go.
Don't go. You and your dumb chin fur. It's not a beard. It's not a goatee.
No, because you can see right through it.
It's a translucent chin merkin, and I don't like it.
It's in the shape of, like, the Star Wars Rebel logo. It's awful. I hate it.
He's a loner, Dottie. A Star Wars Rebel. And I'm never going to be able to unsee that.
Yes, welcome to my hell.
So we hear Alyssa. We're still in, like, the flashback, and we hear Alyssa go, like, princess. And she, like, doesn't really snap out of it. We kind of come out of the flashback, and she's still, like, mooning, just like not like her pants aren't down, like she didn't, she's not, she's like moony eyed is what I meant to say.
She's just mooning the Rangers.
She just got her skirt hiked up. No, she's like staring off into the middle distance, and Alyssa's like, Princess Shayla, how many org generals were there 3,000 years ago? And she goes, yeah, I'm glad Merrick's back, yeah, too.
She's like, I know, he's so hot.
And Taylor, with the good hair, I might add.
She has new hair this episode.
It's nice. She's like, look, she like gives like a look at Shayla like, all right, I can smell you from here.
Take a dip in the pool.
So we cut to Merrick in a saloon. In the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
Okay.
it's Willie's Roadhouse.
Willie's Roadhouse.
We can see on the sign. And he walks it. I don't know what kind of adventure he's on that he ended up here.
It's so weird. It's because we get outside shots of it, like, kind of from all angles. And it's like a little dirt road that leads into the woods. And then there's a bar there.
He goes in and it's completely empty. No Willie yet. He comes out of the back in a second.
Yeah.
And he puts his animal Zord crystals on the pool table.
Mm-hmm.
And shoots a sweet trick shot.
Yeah.
Because he's good at pool for 3,000 years.
This supposes that billiards is an ancient and noble sport.
Yes. The king of sports. Billiards.
Billiards. And so Willie comes out, and he's like, okay. He just, like, looks at this man in weird pajamas and, playing pool.
Because he puts his own, like, as far as Willie can tell, his own pool balls down he brought on the his pool own. Table.
I only play 3-ball pool. You ever heard of it? none of this 13-ball pool. That's ridiculous. So then Aces and Eights comes in. And they're a bunch of hooligans.
Just a ragtag group of hooligans are here to mess with Willie for the fun of it.
Like, one of them goes up and starts, like, shadow boxing the jukebox. Like, doesn't play any music. Where's music from?
This thing's broken. Where's music?
And Willie's like, I told you, you have to pay for that. Meanwhile, Bill Goldberg, the leader of this Aces and Eights, sorry, Dill Goldberg.
This is like Chains from the Disciples of Apocalypse.
This is Chains, the guy who's doing his best bad skull impression.
Oh.
That's Chisel.
The guy at the jukebox, that was 8-Ball.
That's 8-Ball. And then the other guy is Nook. Just
there is a woman, but I think we only ever see her when they're driving away at the
did
end
she
of
have
this
to wait by the bikes because I do not remember seeing her in
I
there.
Don't know, she hops on the back of one of the bikes when they leave.
Okay.
I did not see her in the bar.
That's Shark. That was actually, remember the punk girl?
Yeah,
that her name was Shark. And I don't know why I remember that from like episode 8. There's clearly like a 6-pack of A&W root beer, and Chains just opens one up and slams it and then throws it over his shoulder.
Right. And he gets in Willie's face. He's like, I'm too thirsty to pay. You're next.
You're next.
He's definitely doing his best bad Goldberg impression.
Yeah. This is 2002, so Goldberg had not been – this is after WCW ended, and Goldberg decided that he was just going to wait out his guaranteed contract and sit at home and make a bunch of money doing nothing. And before, he showed up in, like, 2003 2003, 2004 in a double-double?
I don't remember.
It's every time
it was,
I see...
it was after the invasion when Goldberg showed up.
Yeah.
Which sucks. They had to put WWE guys on the WCW team because they just didn't pull in any talent.
There weren't enough. It was so poorly handled. They didn't even have like Scott Steiner until like halfway through. Maybe Steiner was one of the ones that showed up, but I don't think so.
They had like Hugh Morris.
There was Hugh Morris and Chuck Palumbo and Mark Jindrak and Sean O'Hare and like Disco Inferno. And Juventud Guerrera and then some ECW guys.
Right.
Like Tommy Dreamer and Rob Van Dam and Hardcore Hack, aka the Sandman. You might know him better as the Sandman.
He is a hack.
That's why they named him that.
That's the joke.
For the minute that he was in, that was when he was in WCW for like 35 seconds.
Yeah.
I think. Dang, I want to go back and watch all of Nitro and Thunder right now.
I started watching WCW because I was like, I watched like a couple episodes when I was a kid, but I never like watched it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's all here except for Saturday night for some reason.
And Saturday night went away when Thunder showed up anyway.
Yeah.
I think.
It
so.
Just because I wanted to watch all of it from the first episode of Nitro to the end.
Yeah.
And they're talking about like this is coming up on Saturday night, but they only have Saturday night updated through like 93 right now.
Yeah, that's way too early.
So
they got to save something for when people start unsubscribing because the interface is booty now.
It looks great on my TV.
It looks fine on my TV. It's just hard to figure out where things are for me because I'm used to the old way and things are just different. And I was like, why did they do this?
But you can just jump to matches now in like any pay-per-view.
Oh, that's nice.
You can, there's like a next match button or you can go down and like scene select which match you want to go to basically.
Maybe I should go back and check out some.
Spend the time. Spend the 15 minutes to learn the new interface.
Yeah, I just haven't. I think I watched SummerSlam or whatever the last one was. We watched part of it, and I was like, "This is weird and different. I don't like it." Anyway, back to Dil Goldberg, aka Chains. So he's like, "Well, he's like, I told you, you're not welcome here." And then they're about to rough up Willie, and the soda can hits Chains in the back of the head, and they go up to Merrick, and they're like, "What was that?" And he's like, "It's your trash. Throw it away." And one of them, who I've already forgotten the name I gave him, Nuck, just one.
Nuck was the one that didn't say anything. 8-Ball was the jukebox guy.
Is that also the guy who's like, you better start running? And then we smash cut to him landing in a bunch of trash? The guy with the bandana.
I think that was 8-Ball. I don't remember who Not Skull was.
Not Skull was Chisel.
Chisel, that's right. Yeah, he was bad.
He was really bad. Like, you know how Skull was like annoying, but like he had charisma. Right. This guy didn't have any of that stuff, so he was just annoying.
Yeah, he got in Willie's face at one point. He's like, "Is Big Willie gonna cry? Yai yai yai."
Like, what?
What are you doing?
What are you an org? Are you not a human? So we smash cut to 8-Ball landing butt first on a pile of trash, and then Merrick just kicking everybody's ass until they literally beg for their lives and leave. And Willie's like, comes up clapping, like, "Hey, that was dope." And then Merrick's like, "Yeah, bye." And then he walks away, and we hear like a because he's hungry.
Now, Willie also heard it from across the trash way. Is this a parking lot? I don't know.
It's a combination driveway park. Parking
lot.
Yeah,
and he's like, "Oh, you must be hungry." And Merrick just looks over his shoulder. He doesn't say anything, but he like turns
and rubs his
parallel
tummy.
And just like rubs his tummy at Willie. It's like, yes.
And he's like, "All right, come in." So he comes, he gives him some food, and the food is two ugly looking eggs. It's hash browns and then two tomato slices.
It's have you seen My Cousin Vinny?
A million years ago.
Okay, well there's a restaurant scene, and the name of the restaurant is Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner, and on the menu they only have breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Okay.
This was breakfast.
Yeah, it's just, and he's like, oh, thank you. And he's like, yeah, hey, you're not from around here, are you? And he goes, no, I'm not. And then he's basically like, do you need a place to sleep? Would you like a job? I could use someone who will beat up the bikers when they come to hassle me and drink my A&W root beer.
I have a question about roadhouses.
Sure.
Are they inns?
There, well, no. He says like I have a room in the back,
and he like nods over to like the back corner of the bar where there's a neon sign that says rooms.
Maybe there are. I don't know what I think a roadhouse is like a oldie time tavern, but with a jukebox and a pool table.
Okay, it's where the like, bikers go to drink A&W root beer.
Yeah, get a nice root beer on. it's like when you're doing like your cross state motorcycle
right
trips and you're like, we need to stop somewhere to sleep and eat. Here's a roadhouse. A house on the road. So he's like, first we need to get you some new clothes because those ones are bad.
Yeah, the bikers called him like pajama boy.
Yeah.
One of them was like, your mom forget to dress you.
Yeah.
So sick burn on Merrick. I did notice though that his ancient guardian costume, complete with the scarf, and in the flashbacks they all had like their colored scarves, and his is silver.
Yeah,
it's not like white or navy blue,
right?
Which I guess confirms that he is a silver ranger.
I think so. Yeah. So we cut from there to Master Org looking at a plate and being mad at it and throwing it at Jindrax's head. And Jindrax is like, why? What was this? And he looks, and I think maybe it's a mirror, because he like looks in like, oh, it's going to leave a bump. And Master Org's like, where's Toxica?
Is that their magic viewing bowl?
No, I don't think so.
Because I feel if he's looking for Toxica, maybe he was using it?
Maybe it's like it's like the handset maybe. For the viewing bowl.
But yeah, we get a super tight close-up on his face, I think.
And like a little bit of a down angle. Yeah. And I always forget he has hair because it just looks like it's like coming. It looks like it's like fabric coming out of the helmet and not hair.
But instead, it's like sweaty hair.
It's like stringy, nasty hair.
It's like Hulk Hogan or Macho Man Randy Savage's like horseshoe long hair.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of wrestling talk in this one.
Yeah,
I don't know what's up. I don't know what's in the air. AEW is. I am more excited for AEW than I have been about any wrestling thing in a very long time. So he throws the plate at Jindrax and he's like, "Where is Tosaka?" And Jindrax's like, "I don't know, but like, you don't need to look for her because like, I'm right here. I'm your new general. Look at me. I'm so good." And then he just leaves. Like Master Rogue just leaves, and Jindrax is like, "Good talk, okay."
And he says, Master Org just like, I'm assuming, walked away. Maybe he teleported away.
Yeah.
And then Jindrax is like, oh, he's gone. Now's my chance.
Yeah, to like really do something.
But like, if you went out and just did something, he wasn't going to stop you. Master Org,
it's your
does
job,
not, he,
right?
It's your to job, and he something? Also doesn't care about you really at all.
No, not really.
He's always looking for someone else when you show up.
So we cut from there up to the pool, and it does a big squirt. Oh, boy, does it do a big squirt.
Yeah, it's like an Old Faithful going on.
This squirt is so, it's so much squirting.
If you say it again, we're banned.
I'm trying so desperately hard not to name names. But it's a big one, y'all. And we cut from there because they. Shayla's like, whoa, the pool's going crazy or something. And we cut down to Jindrax threatening people. He's not really doing anything. He's just standing on like a bridge, like walkway overpass thing going like, I'm Jindrax. And that's really it. And then the Rangers show up and they're like, hey, what are you doing here? And I forget. No, it's in a second because he says something and they're like, you're not the one we're looking for, but we're going to beat you up anyway.
So when the pool squirts,
Mm-hmm.
Does it also show them, like, this is the one I'm worried about, the pool?
I don't know. I think we've seen it show things, right? So
yeah.
Maybe it's the squirt is just the alarm, and then, like, you look at it and go, like, oh, that's what I should be worried about. Because, like, a couple episodes ago, like, it did that, and they were like, oh, Zenaku's doing something. But then when they cut down, he was just playing the flute by the river. Like, not doing anything.
Right, and the pool is like, I'm so sick of this dude.
Just get rid of his off-brand Zelda flute music. They're about to fight, and they all get blasted by, like, this green lightning. And Jindrax goes like, whoa, did I do that? like, I like that he's like, maybe I have powers I don't know about. But it wasn't him. It was a new general org named Necronomica.
With a very suspiciously familiar-sounding voice.
That's pretty familiar. I can't put my finger on it.
It could be anybody, but I know I've heard it before.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so weird. So then, I don't know if it's Taylor or Alyssa says, you're the new general DuPont warned us about. So, like...
I think that was Taylor. I remember Taylor being, like, front and center, like, of the Power Rangers.
Okay, yeah. Later on, that makes sense, because later on, Taylor says something... It makes it seem like she knows how to read the pond, even if it's not, like, clear right away. She's just been, like, around it enough that she's like, I know what this means. And so then she's like, yeah, whatever, I'm Necronomica, and I'm going to beat you up. Taste my power, Rangers, and then blast them with more lightning.
Do you get it, what she said, the joke?
Yeah, it's their name. So, I kind of like that.
I do, too. That's way better than Powerless Rangers that Nazor called them.
Which we've heard a dozen times since dating back to Zed, I think. Then we cut to Merrick, and he's getting clothes from Willy, and he's got a brown shirt on that is, number one, two sizes too big, and number two, really cuckoo brown.
Yeah, Willy gives it to him. He's like, try this on. And Merrick puts it on, and then Willy's like, well, hold on a minute. I don't think that's a... He says, that's too slick for you.
Yeah, you seem like a real dork, so let me get you something lamer.
But then, the wind blows inside the roadhouse.
And it just blows Merrick's hair.
It parts the hair curtains and alerts Merrick to the danger.
Which I will say... Yeah, that's weird, and you know, it's Power Rangers or whatever. But, like, I will say his hair does look a little bit better in this episode.
It does.
It's not so, like, rigid. It's like it's had a week to grow out a little bit, so it's settled. Beard, still awful. Those whiskers, not good. So he leaves, and Willie's like, well, I guess that shirt fit him okay. It clearly didn't. It was like he was wearing a sail.
He pulled out, like, a big red flannel.
I think it was like exactly the shirt that Willy was wearing at the time.
It was. This is the best one. Everybody looks save, good in this.
Save the best for last. Look, most people look good in plaid.
That's
or
true.
Flannel. Just saying. So we cut to Merrick showing up, and he's like, I'm going to fight you. And they're like, well, Merrick, you're back. Yeah, rad. And then he starts fighting Necronomica. And he doesn't win or anything, but she just, like, leaves. She's like, I'll see you later, and then dips.
Yeah, that's what the villains do this season.
Say this season. They do that. Some have always done that.
Some have always done that, but usually they, like, take a hit or something first.
Yeah.
But this one is like, we're winning. We're going to finish this later.
I will say, at least Toxica and Jindrax, they always give an excuse as to why they're leaving.
Yeah.
Like, they're always like, well, we got beat up a little bit, but, like, I have a hair appointment. You're lucky. Or, like, I left the stove on. I gotta go.
But, even like, with Necronomica now, who definitely was not losing in any capacity at this moment, just Merrick just showed up.
I think he, like, attacks her, but I don't think he hits her with anything.
I don't think so, because she was – I remember her being – just fine and just being like, I'm gonna beat you up later. And she just, like, teleports out. But Zenaku did the same thing. He's like, I'm kicking your ass so good, I'm gonna finish this later. And then he leaves.
I'm gonna get some vengeance later. I'm gonna get a revenge. This isn't the right temperature for revenge. It's gotta be a little colder. You're lucky. See you later.
I'm waiting until my power is full from the full moon instead of just when I can clearly still just kick your butt right now.
Anytime, no matter what. So she dips. The Ranger's like, Merrick, thank you. Also, wow, that shirt is enormous.
And Merrick, is this when he's like, I hate you guys for some reason?
No, that's not exactly what he says. He's like, I'm here to beat the orgs. I can't socialize or care about you because I have a mission. And it's like, okay.
You didn't see, you were the odd one out of the Ancient Guardians.
Yeah. Because you're a big old stick in the mud.
I bet they all had great facial hair.
Probably. So he starts walking away, and Alyssa runs up. She's like, I know you're lying. I know you care about us. And then she pulls out the piece of leather that he wrapped around her wound slash dipped in water and put on her forehead. And she's like, this smelly leather means you care about us.
Yeah, it's the one he put on her leg because we get the flashback of him putting the baby poop in it.
Yeah, just the pesto baby food.
And just be like, there you go. I'll wrap your leg up nice now so I can kick your ass in 10 minutes.
I'm not going to let you die to an infection. Not on my watch.
I hope she washed it and then just give him that poopy leather back.
It's like, this is gross. You can have it back.
It has your quote unquote medicine and also medicine. My nasty blood in it now.
And dried, crusty blood. We cut from there to the Rangers commiserating on the Animarium. They're like, well, I guess there were more generals. Oh, beans. Shayla's still just like looking at nothing, and Taylor's watching her, like studying her, basically. And then the Wolf Zord howls, and Cole's like, the Wolf Zord says for you to follow him. And then so she just like starts going, and they're like, wait, what about whatever? Why the Wolf Zord? And then Taylor's like, all right, group huddle. Everybody bring it in.
All right, you dumb babies, come over here.
You idiot children. And then she's like, I think they were in love. And then Danny's like, what?
He like jumps up. He's like, what love?
Inconceivable.
Coming from the only other person this season canonically that has fucked.
Yeah, but was he in love? Actually, yes, he was, because at the end he said, I've been in love with you. Or he wrote it on a little post-it note, stuck it in some hydrangeas or something. So he should know better than anybody's. Inconsistent characterization, Power Rangers. I demand answers.
You've been called out.
Yeah. 12, 15, how many years later? 17 years later? We cut from there to Shayla at Willie's while Merrick is doing his best Captain America impression and chopping wood. And she's like, hey. And he's like,
ugh. I can't love you. We have different destinies.
Our destinies are different. And I'm a broody man. And my hair does look a little bit better, but this beard is still awful. And she, like, hugs his back, and he, like, pulls away, and he's like, I can't love you. I'm sworn to protect you. We can't be together. And she's like, okay. And then, like, walks away, and it's very awkward and stilted.
She just wanders off.
Yep. And then the wolf wind howls, and it blows his hair again. And we cut to the pool squirting, and Taylor goes, this is a new org. So she can, like, tell what the pool wants you to know.
Okay.
She's seen plenty of squirts in her life. She knows what each one means.
Okay.
So we cut down to Radio Shack Man.
He's just a car stereo, but also, like, his head is an old-timey radio microphone.
He's got two speakers on his shoulders that say Olgu, like O-L-G-U, which I think, since, like, R and L are, like, the same letter, like, they sound the same in Japan, there's no, like, difference between them. I think it just says org. Like, it basically just says org on his shoulders. He does bad raps.
I was hoping we could make a clever raps and rhymes joke, but we can't. Because they are so god awful.
Here's the thing about Pumpkin Rapper. The clever raps and rhymes were not especially clever. But they did rhyme.
They were at a bare minimum rhyme.
They were all couplets. It was the same meter every time. It was bad, but it was consistent, and it was technically rhymes. This guy, right, Shaq Man, not good at it.
No, just there's no rhyme. There are rhymes, but they're very inconsistent. There's no rhyme scheme.
Later, he like does a rhyme scheme. He does like two different rhymes. He sets up something and then dips out and then kind of comes back, but in a way that is very unpleasant to listen to. Like, you can feel the next rhyme, but it doesn't come.
Yeah.
And then it comes a couple lines later and it's horrible. So Merrick jumps in and shoots him to make him stop rapping and rhyming. Thank goodness.
His hand that he shoots music notes out of.
Yeah.
Is that supposed to be like that weird little nub in a speaker?
Well, in like maybe. An old
speaker? Because I don't know. I thought it was like a drill arm or something. But like, doesn't make any sense for a stereo org.
Well, you know, another thing that doesn't make any sense is he has a laser disc shooter. You know, the video format. And because he says laser disc blaster, shoots out some laser discs, and when Merrick bats them away with his big pool cue weapon, he goes, "Hey, you can't find those anymore."
Do you know what's crazy? When he shot those out, I was like, "Those are CDs."
And compact discs.
And when he was like, "You can't find those anymore," I was like, "No, you're right. Best Buy doesn't carry those anymore. Where Best else Buy can doesn't you have buy CDs? Them?" No, they got rid of their CD section.
Oh, dang. Target still has CDs.
You can still get a small handful of CDs at Target. New releases and like some Bob Seger.
And I mean, to be fair, most of our CD aisle is currently vinyls. So, because that came back around. Then he gets killed. Merrick just kills him. Radio Shack Man's dead.
Merrick just kills him, and the other Rangers are just cheerleading in the background.
They didn't do anything. And here's the bad part about this is it's very like, oh, the Sixth Ranger is new. He's got to do all the cool stuff, right? And we don't love that, like, historically speaking.
Right.
Because they're always like, wow, so cool. It's like, well, I mean, yeah, if you guys aren't going to do anything, I guess he looks cool by comparison. But like earlier when he beat up all the guys in the Roadhouse, like he beat up Aces and Eights, I was like, oh, this is actually cool. Like, I like this.
Yeah.
But, like, then they undercut it with the Rangers being like, we're weenies. Way to go, Merrick. So
I wish Taylor hated him.
The
same way that she hated Cole at the beginning.
Yeah, I do, too.
She needs to just have a who the heck does this guy think he is kind of attitude toward him.
Yeah, I agree. I also am very happy that there's this weird love angle between him and Shayla, because that means there can't be one with him and Taylor, because I feel like they would have absolutely done that.
I know Alyssa is just like very friendly and is looking for the best in everybody, but I do feel like if it was going to be him and a Ranger, it would be her.
I feel like I don't feel like they're setting it up, but I feel like her and Cole are like a potential thing on a back burner somewhere. But
that
I think,
could be too.
I think it could go either way. I hope it goes neither way.
Yeah.
I don't think Cole's good enough for Alyssa. And stay tuned for Taylor's love life. Just stay tuned. There's one thing that's coming up later that I know about. Anyway, Necronomica shows up and blasts them, all of them. And they're all like, oh, and she's like, I'm Necronomica and I'm back now that it's convenient. And so Merrick just starts running at her, and she's, like, blasting, and he's, like, not getting hit. And they're like, what are you doing, Merrick? No, that's way too cool. You can just run at lightning? And then a weird thing happens.
This is super weird.
So he's running.
There is a precedent for this. You go ahead.
He's running, and then Wolfsword lands next to him, but it's, like, him-sized?
Yeah. The precedent for that is the armadillo last episode when it showed up was little and proved that they can grow from normal little size to a big Zord size.
That is fair.
So that is just an ability I guess all of them have.
Yeah, well, because the other ones are the motorcycle. Because it turns into a wolf motorcycle. And it's like when we saw the others, They just like teleported down as motorcycles. They didn't like go to there.
Right.
Also, his motorcycle is, I think, cooler. It's like a little more bare bones and it's a wolf on the front. And I think it just like looks better as a like dirt bike motorcycle kind of thing.
I agree.
So he jumps on that and hits Necronomica and just drives with her stuck to his wolf windshield.
He doesn't like hit her the way a Power Ranger like will ride through you and you'll spin off to the side in a shower of sparks.
Yeah.
He doesn't run her over. He just takes her.
Yeah. She just gets stuck like a fly on the front of a windshield. And she's like, put me down, stop. So he's like, oh, you want to get off? And then just hits the brakes and she flies off like a Looney Tune. And then she like lands and he's like, she's all yours, Cole. And they're like, all right. And they do a salad slash.
Oh, you're gonna let us do one?
Yeah.
You're gonna let the actual Power Ranger team do some Power Ranger stuff?
Yeah. And here's the weird thing is that I think this works, but I like that he's like, all right, your turn. Like, we're going back and forth. Because later they do that with the Megazords. They, like, go back and forth, and it's, like, an equal amount of work that they both do. But, like, this is right after they all literally stood on the side while he beat up two different monsters by himself.
Yeah, and then after
he did
that. So
it's a little dampened.
After he did that, they were all just clapping, like, wow, Merrick, you're so cool.
We love Merrick. So she gets salad slashed and explodes and Toxica pops out, and so does the weird alleged headpiece of Nazor.
She calls it a crown.
I don't remember seeing it at all.
This does not look like a piece of armor that fits onto any body part, no matter how much you exaggerate it into a monster feature.
Did you ever get the ancient armor in Breath of the Wild?
Is that the one with the big hat?
Yes.
Yes.
It looks I
don't know if I got it, but I've definitely seen it.
You can get it at Robbie's in the Akala.
Oh, I might have gotten pieces of it then, at least.
It looks like that, where like it sits on a head, but like it goes way up into this weird traffic cone, like this like bronze upside down umbrella stand kind
of
thing.
I'm gonna look up a picture of Nazor. How do you just see if spell that?
Nayzor, I think.
Wild force, not fierce.
Wild force. Fierce, dun, dun. Wild fierce, dun, dun. Wild fierce is Nazor.
General, here we go. Power Rangers Wild Force, General Nazor.
Yeah, see if there's a crown in there, because I do not recall it.
What do you mean there was an error? Just open the images. Google? Hey, Google?
Google? Like one of the number... Right. Like one websites?
Cool. Google Images isn't opening, so I'm going to have to brave the waters of Ranger Wiki.
Oh, Godspeed. God bless.
Okay. So, he's got his big ear shoulders.
Okay.
That come down into the nose, and the nostrils are his eyes. Uh-huh. And then coming out of that is his horn. And this crown is slipped down over the horn.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you'll be able to see that. See, the horn kind of comes out of the top of it.
Yes, okay. Huh. I don't remember seeing that on him at any point. Maybe I was so distracted by his horrible nostril eyes.
We also didn't know that was a thing we should look for.
Yeah. They never highlighted it or talked about it. But so that pops off. Jindrax helps her up, and he's like, well, you were Necronomica? And she's like, yeah, old crone, because he says something about, like, old witch or something. He's like, I meant that in a nice way. And he's like, what were you doing? She's like, all right, let me do a flashback for you.
This episode is all about the flashbacks.
After Nazor died, after Sinel Man blowed up, and I saw his crown, I knew I could do something with it. So I did a spell at it and became Necronomica. Which, yeah, we know. We just saw you explode out of her. And you also sound the same. There's a filter and like a second voice under it, but it's
the same. You can tell.
It's yeah.
You can hear it for sure. But so at one point she's like, I did that for us. So that we could be like cool.
I really like that. She's like, I did it for us. He's like, what do you mean for us? And she's like, so we wouldn't have to be afraid of Master Org. And he's like, come again for yeah. Big Fletch?
He's like, what do you mean? And she's like, so we could find out who he really is. And Ginger X is like, that's Master Org. He's our boss.
And she's like, never mind.
She looks at him like, I'm going to flush your head in a toilet.
She's like, you are such an idiot. Like, whatever. It's okay. We'll figure it out later. So she hops up on some crates and does her little spell. And I realized, you remember how Zenaku like blasted Alyssa mid-morph?
Yeah.
And she like couldn't because she got interrupted and flew down a hill. If they just like shot at her staff while she was trying to do this, they could probably prevent it.
It probably wouldn't work. Yeah. This, I do want to point out that this Toxica, this recently unmorphed Necronomica, is badass.
Yeah.
Like she feels threatening for the first time this whole season, I think.
Yeah.
She's talking to Jindrax like, I had a plan. I was going to kill the person masquerading as Master Org.
Yeah.
And she's like, now we need to kill the Power Rangers and we'll deal with Master Org after that. Yeah, and when she says the grow spell, she like means it this time.
It's the first time in a while that she said it without being like, here's my dumb nursery rhyme.
Right.
Yeah, I hope going forward we get to see more of like her conniving, but like undermining Master Org to try to like figure out what's going on, like in exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to see a little more of that going forward.
Yeah, now that we've got Merrick out of the way, and we don't need to spotlight Merrick anymore.
No, I think we're good.
All of his mechanics are set up. He's got the wolf wind, he's got new digs.
He's got new digs. He's got a big brown shirt. We'll see. He gets another article of clothing at the end. So she does a spell, Radio Shack Man grows. So he does the thing, the pool shoot into the moon, and then gets in Predazord. And their other ranger is like, I think it's time. I think we need the Rhino. And Danny's like, yeah, because that's the only thing we've used for the last three episodes.
And the armadillo.
Yeah, I think a little dillo ain't getting enough. That's my rap name, by the way, Lil Dillo.
Lil Dillo?
It's not my rap name.
That's a free rap name for anybody listening.
Anybody who wants it, thank us in the liner notes. Unless it's bad, in which case, it's fine.
Send us your mixtape and we'll let you know if you should, you should thank us or not.
Yeah, send us a link to your SoundCloud and I'll ignore it. What was I saying? They're like, yeah, so they get Megazord ham mode. He does some really bad, this is the really bad raps. I forget exactly what he says, but it ends on like sound, or it ends on something that rhymes with sound.
Yeah.
And the next line is like, man, and like it ends with the word like, you're in the way or something like that. And it's just like, I could feel where the rap was gonna go. And then you didn't do that. And then you did sound later. And yep. It's very bad.
He's like, I'm going to knock your Megazord down to the ground. You better look out because I'm kicking your butt with my sound.
It's exactly like that. It's like, whoa, hold on. What?
It's really bad.
It's really bad. Nothing about meter.
I'm glad they blow him up.
Yeah. So what they do is Merrick Crescent blasts him to stop him from rapping, which is appreciated. Then they kick the Dillo. They do the Dillo kick, and he flies and bounces off Radio Shack Man. And then Merrick pulls out his pool cue in the cockpit and mimes pool cueing. And
this is so weird. Because the Wolf Zord and the Wolf Ranger are both very cool. And pool, I guess, is like the cool guy sport game.
Yeah, like if you're in Roadhouse.
But like, why is his only thing shooting pool?
Because it is an ancient and noble game, Josh.
It's so bizarre.
So he...
Why
he
doesn't he bite him with his wolf mouth?
Or his big alligator
or his
mouth?
Big alligator.
Instead, he uses the alligator tail to... pool shoot the armadillo back at Radio Shack Man and blow him up. And then we go to commercial and we come back, or we just like fade out and we come back and they're all unmorphed and Merrick's just like waiting to leave. Like they unmorphed in the same place. And he's like,
well, yeah, he
bye. And then
He needs somebody to walk away from.
Exactly. He's got to do a cool guy walk away from somebody.
And also, I hate the way that he walks.
It's very... I watched a lot of tough guys walk, and I think I can do that.
Yeah.
But it's not. Like, you know how some people pretend to be cool, and some people are cool?
Yeah. Merrick is pretending for sure.
He's really pretending to be cool.
And Taylor is cool if you need the contrast.
Exactly. If you need another point of reference, Taylor is cool, Merrick pretends to be cool, and actually kind of sucks. So he's, like, trying to do a cool guy walk away, and Alyssa's like, hey, we know... We work better together. Why don't you just stay with us? And he's like, just because I'm a team player doesn't mean we need to be together all the time. And, like, on the one hand, like, yeah, I get that. Like, I also don't, like, want to be around my friends 100% of the time.
That's fair.
I understand. I like being alone.
Yeah.
You know, fair amount.
He's the lone wolf, you know?
Maybe he's just introverted and he doesn't know how to say that. I just see my social batteries recharge when I'm not with people.
Yeah. Well, the Animarium's a big place. You don't have to hang out by the squirt pool.
Right, yeah.
You can go up to the cliff tops or down into the depths of the forest, onto the tips of the flippers.
The flipper tips?
I wish he said something peninsulas? Like... I wish he said something like, no, actually, I got a place to stay. Willie needs me to help out around the bar.
You know? I got a job that I got to do. And he's like, if you ever need me, I'll be around. He says literally, like, the wind will let me know. It's like, you dork.
What a nerd.
And if we didn't need to put a highlighter, if we didn't need to bust out the old red pen to underline three times that he is a dork, he's walking away and they're like, all right, yeah, we get it. And Taylor goes, wait a minute, and throws him a jacket. And I thought it was going to be like their jackets. Oh, it is not. It says Howlin' Wolf on the back. And it's a motorcycle jacket. And Taylor's like, it's from Shayla. Like, and in kind of like a
yeah, she,
kind
she,
of way.
She definitely says it. She's got that face like, ooh.
And so he puts it on. And then zips it all the way up to his neck.
Well, yeah, you got to protect your neck when you're on the motorcycle.
It's just like, yeah, look at my cool coat.
Whoop. Also, it is two sizes too big.
As was the style at the time.
And as he's walking away, we can see the leather coat that he just put on is the same material as his weird pants. That I did not notice before, but they were definitely shiny.
Oh, it's bad. Also, he put it on over his big, ugly brown shirt, so he's got so many layers.
He's got to be so hot. Or he's just, I hope he's super well insulated. Maybe he's nice and cool in there.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's really bad. But then it fades out and the episode's over. It
fades out while we are focused on the Howlin' Wolf on the back of his jacket.
Yeah. And I will say, when he zips it up, it's got like a wolf face on the front. And it looks cool if it fit him.
Yeah.
Which sucks because you look at his big jacket and then you just like look over to the left at the Power Rangers. And they have their cool like colored denim vests or jackets or whatever.
They're just vests because that's how you can tell Cole has one sleeve.
See, I thought he ripped his. I thought it was a jacket. And he ripped his sleeve off. Maybe he ripped his regular sleeve off.
Shirt underneath it that he ripped the sleeve off to make a dumb headband out of.
You know what? It has to be because I think Taylor's got like the 3/4 length sleeves, and Danny's definitely in a t-shirt. So yeah, it's just like, well, those fit them. Why did he get the big jacket? It's a joke. It's because Shayla doesn't want anybody else getting attracted to him.
Right. So I'm going to cover him up with all these giant clothes and shiny, stupid pants.
Willie's on the take.
And I'm going to tell him that facial hair looks great.
And once I lock him down, I'll be like, shave that thing right now. Either grow it out or shave it off. No middle sliders for your bad facial hair. So, Josh, that's the end of the episode. What's the best?
I don't know. Do you have a best?
I feel like I did an hour ago or however long ago we watched the episode, like 40 minutes, 45 minutes ago or so. I don't think I do anymore.
It's hard for me because I don't like to double up on the best and the MVP.
Right, same.
But I don't know what else is the best.
I think I have a best. Do you, what is yours?
You go ahead, because I don't know. I don't know yet.
It's very minor, but it's Taylor with the good hair. It's just like she looks like she's in a shampoo commercial. It's really nice.
It is fresh.
It's shiny. It's wavy. It's great.
Before she had it, is it shorter or is it just because it's like styled now? Because before she had it like pulled back in one of those top ponytails.
In like a half pony. Yeah. I think it's loose, and I think it might be a little shorter, but it definitely is like shapes her face better, yeah, and it looks really good.
She used that volumizing shampoo. Yeah. Just like got a nice wave to it.
She got that Garnier, stood under a waterfall, and that knocked her on her ass. But when she came out, she had the good hair. And that's my best.
I keep coming back to Willie.
That's fair.
I think I'm going to best, not Merrick.
Well, don't get crazy.
But I think I'm going to best Willie, who's like, hey, you are obviously either from 3,000 years ago
or homeschooled.
Or Europe.
No offense to any of our homeschooled listeners.
So I'm gonna take you in and give you a brown shirt and a place to stay if you beat up thugs for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm gonna invest that because I don't want to double up with my MVP.
Okay. I'm what's the worst then?
The worst, I just had one. Oh, it's the Rangers being like, look how cool America is and how obsolete we are. Yay!
I hate that, but I hate those terrible raps even more. My worst is absolutely Radio Shack Man and or his terrible raps or the combo platter of them both. Whatever works best, Benny. It's just so bad. Who's the MVP?
Toxica.
I think I'm also going to say Toxica. I was thinking Willie in the beginning, but Toxica, like, number one, she, like, ascends to generalhood using some sort of, like, hack, right? Like, yeah. she, like, it's like when, it's like a computer was left open and it was like, here's your pay, put in what you would like. Like, what? Oh, what's their pay? And you're like, oh, I can just do this myself. And you do, you know, and she's like, I now have a promotion. I'm a general. And then she, like, gets that. And then when she's thrown out of it, she's like, ah, crap. I thought that was going to work. It should have.
Yeah, the only thing, the only issue I have with it is that I wish we got a couple of episodes before she got knocked back down.
I would have liked maybe one or two where, like, it would, like, Necronomica would show up and like leave, and then Toxica would show. We basically do like a Power Rangers,
yeah,
like thing, but with Toxica, and then because we'd be like, of course it's her, but then like you find out that like it's hard to stay a general when you do not have that power on your own,
right?
So like she could only use it sparingly. I think that would have been really nice, but like the one and done works well, and I do love the line like I did it for us, and because she means it,
yeah.
Like She's not like, I wanted to be a general so I could have power. She's like, I want to get rid of Master Orc. We don't have to worry about him because I know he's up to something. And she's right. He clearly does not care about at least Jindrax even a little bit. So her, like, protecting him is really sweet.
Yeah, I don't think he cares about her either. He was looking for her only because
she's not there.
Jindrax was there by himself. And he was like, that ain't right.
Yeah. So, yeah, Toxic is the MVP. Now we need to rank this episode.
I don't think it's great.
I don't think it's bad.
I also don't think it's bad. Like, I think it's above the bad line, and when I can look at the list.
Okay, the last episode was The Ancient Warrior, if I'm not mistaken. And that was the one where we got, like, his whole background, and, like, he was like, how can you like me? I did so many bad things, and he ran away.
Yeah, and now he's
pretty
like,
sure that was.
And now he's like,
I'm a team player.
I just don't want to hang out with you.
Yeah, he's like, I just don't like you. I'm 3,000 years old. Y'all have cell phones. I don't like. I have one, but I don't like it. I can play Snake, but like, I don't know how to text.
But I'm a Wolf Ranger, so
like, you know, what are you gonna do? Wolves are famously solitary creatures. So I don't know if it's better than last episode, but I feel like I like it better.
I think so too. I'm trying to what was the bad guy in the last episode?
Bad guy in the last episode,
that's when he killed Nazor.
He killed Nazor, and there was also another monster, and I can't for the life of me. I have my notes. Hold on. Let me see if I can skim my notes from last episode real quick. I don't know if there was a bad guy.
he definitely killed someone and then rammed Nazor into a rock.
It was like the chimera of all the stolen Zords.
Quadra Org.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that.
I think I like this better.
I like the Toxica Jindrax. I like the org side of this episode better than the last episode.
Yeah.
So what about soul searching?
That's the one where we get the master org like background, and he like the flashback, and he like scared the soul bird off, and he's like, "You'll never see it again." Ahaha. And I think I like that better than this.
I think so too.
So I think right between those.
Yeah.
All right. So coming in at number 8, Power Play.
Power Plagers. Nah, that's nothing. It's nothing.
So that's going to do it for us for today. Josh, what's the next episode called?
Next episode is... Oh, no.
Oh, it refreshed?
No, I pulled it open and there's a big old picture of Nazor staring back at me. Let me go back.
Got him.
The next one is Secrets and Lies.
Ooh. That also sounds like the name of a softcore Cinemax show.
Yes.
So we're gonna watch that on Monday. Or no, Wednesday. Today's Monday. That'll go up on a Friday. I'm on vacation. I'm on vacation mode, so you know how it goes. Anyway, we will see you on Friday for that. But until then.
May the power protect you.
Recording. Yeah.
But we have to record it?
Yeah. This one, I think we're going to try recording this one.
All right. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.